Schrijf de Rambam bij Shulchan Aruch een deugje nefes met een nefes. Waarom staat Mem Vav? The major ramifications of Salacha, fascinating sugyas, lomdus in learning and logic and Torah, but let's try to take one look at it. The material of Teres Atzmusa shel Halacha Zu Bo'efen Maisi. I want to just get this Halacha practical. Nitzah Mikra Aluli Terechesh Kras V'chelila. Take a situation that could mamash happen. Naniach shogodol ador shul gam atzadik hapoisek v'mani gador. Chala. He's the greatest Jew alive. Chofetz Chaim b'shaisa, the Vilna Goyim b'shaisa, Rabbi Akiva b'shaisa. He's ill, and his life's in danger. Hayadut haChiredit po'elam kulo shofeches es liba b'tfilas l'shloimoi. Can you imagine the Tehillim and the Loshon Hora groups and the Klal Yisrael turning itself upside down? Nediva Ari Muzilim Hoin Rav. The Kisam of Matanam says, "Is Toiva Reifim Ula Yesh Tikva," and they're getting the big doctors, and they're flying him in, and they're flying him out, and all the medical experts and referrer, and the whole world is busy tapping and trying to see how to save the God's life. When a Mefir Reifim Mumcha Bal Shem Olami comes along, this big famous doctor, Hatoin Ki Beyoda Atzeles Chayv Al Yodei Bitzua Ishtala Shel Echad Mevorov. Morning. I was thinking about you this morning, that's why you came. I don't think about you enough, that's the problem. He came and he said he can save this God's life by doing a transplant. One of his organs. Because Dwar of Kola Asconim Nerchamim Miberet Lisaya Lemishmut Matarazu. So all the Asconim are now running all over the world trying to find a donor. Hey mit Kashim Lakorach Vatevil Mavarim Heicha Nitan Lasiges Haiva Hanitzarach Lishkola. Now they're trying to, you can, you know, all the donor banks and trying to find where they can find this particular organ. Lachipushim Mametzim Adivim. After a long, hard search, Mizgale Kishni Adam Zaken, Alef Asher Lefiko Hamamotzi, Imikochmen Esaeva Nitzdarach Nitain, Ye Latzilis Chayarav. It seems, according to all the expert medical opinions, if you take an organ from this old Yid, you could save the Godel's life. He's also the Godel and the Tzadik and the Poisek Adol. For this guy, you can't get this anywhere else. There's no other store you can buy this product. Only this Yid's got this organ that he needs. Adam Azakan Ukwa Iba Bottle, Sinili, Sheikh Bait Cholim, Vaini Odei Mahuma, Mitna Svivoy. He's completely Iba Bottle, he's senile, he's in a coma even if you want. Let's put him in a coma. Once we're going to finish him all, the film is off. He's in a coma. He's been kept alive by Makhshirim. He's not davening, he's not climbing any mitzvahs, he's not learning Torah, he's not doing anything. He's lying there in a vegetable. One mitzvah. Milvad zoi sunechshav kenetol al mishpachtoi val kol asovim oisoi. And in the world's language, he's a big burden on his family. He's costing the state a fortune, he's costing his family a fortune, he's a drain on society in their language. Okay, so this is the kshala. This is the situation. You're the judge, you're the dying, you're the poisek, and it's put on your table. Can you take this organ from this person to save the God Lador? Well, I think it's possible.
It's going to cause a loss of life to the old man, or it's
yes, if it's not going to do anything to the old man, but then it's going to cause him to suffer, or not even suffer, not feeling anything. If it won't shorten his life at all, so then it's a different charge. Okay, let's see. Let's first learn the klalim and then we'll apply them. Suffolk for girl nefesh, I guess we'd go to chumra, we wouldn't do it.
No, is this in the question? Is it Suffolk or it's
Zvon? Let's see. Where are
we? I have no idea.
Oh, he's going to say Suffolk. You're going to say Suffolk. As a tshuva pshuta. You come late, you missed the question. A tshuva pshuta ma'oid. Im nitel mameni saiv v'kaim sofek shena katzes chayov. If by taking the organ from this old senile vegetable coma Jew who's not doing anything, if there's a sofek that it'll makatzi his life even by 1 second, shut. Also al pidin toiro yseinu hakadosh nitel mameni saiv ulatzel asagod lador. You cannot touch this man in order to save the God Lador's life. Who insists? He can't, he's in a coma. And he's not allowed to commit suicide. The question we set up is you have the Godel, the Poisek Ador, the Godel Ador, the Vilna Goyen, Bona Gid. And he's about to die, and the only thing that's going to save him is if you take an organ from this old Yid, who's lying connected to machines, in a coma, vegetable, senile, not doing any mitzvahs, not doing any Torah, Loasek Klum, he's lying there, a big drain on society. Yeah? Now, if you take the organ from him, you save the Godel Ador's life, but you are suffering, you might shorten his life, even by 1 second. Also, min haTorah to do such a thing. Ein doichi nefesh mipne nefesh. Don't take a life to save a life. That's the basic yesod. Now, there's many ramifications, many implications, many halachas. People have written books on this. We're trying to extract what we're trying to extract from this. Okay, nema ein doichi nefesh mipne nefesh. Osalan lekatzes chayv shelo yisi yudi zaken. Afino berecha echad. גם אם הדוב יגרם לכך שלא יסגור לעדו ימוס בחולף, כיצד ניתן להבין על זה? How do you understand this? The other person is not going to live. He's not going to live more, much longer. And even if he's living, I'll say klum, not doing anything. And here you have the God of the Poisek Ador, the Tzadik Ador, his mom is keeping Klal Yisrael alive. Nochom ish gamzu, when you're talking about the room collapses. And you're not allowed to shorten, Sofek shorten this old Yid's life by 1 minute in order to save the God of the Ador. That makes sense to you? John, just expand the question a little bit by understand, trying to see another aspect here. Yudi ben Meir Shana shekva evo bottle min oilam vein lo evo mal ichyoit vutzemach lo lo akorim mechuba lo makshirim b'matzav ze etzel umas oilam hu mamisen oisem b'misses chesed. Same kind of person, but worse maybe. He's added in a few other things here. He's a vegetable, he's unconscious, he's chuba to makshirim. And according to the Umas HaOlam, to the doctors, you're killing what's called a mercy killing, yeah? Mercy killing. When I put the Rasayna Kadoshya, Shagilu Rotsen Hashem Yisbarak, Misha Mekatzes Chayev Shalom Yisadam Afilu Bedaka Achas, according to our Torah, according to them, that's called a mercy killing. You bring them out of his misery. Very nice thing to do. I've had doctors apologize. I had a doctor apologize to me that he wasn't allowed to kill my father because it's against the law. But otherwise, he was quite happy to apologize to me. You read Rabbi Tetz has a safe on medical halachas in the back there. He has a whole bunch of stories about that. Go to the courts. How the courts deal with it is Isaiah. Meshugah. Some of the stories are unbelievable. Anyway, that's another story. That's not our subject. Our subject's not now dealing with them. We're trying to understand us. The Torah says if you shorten this guy's life by even 1 second, you're a murderer. He's destroyed the life of Klal Yisrael. And by them you've got to kill him because that's mercy. That's called rachamim by them. Luma Zoy is a makai madam zeh. Person who takes this person and saves his life and looks after him. Is nechshav ki luma kai moel amole. Kol amatzil nefesh achim zishrael. V'yayse mikach. Im kadeh lichyay tzemach zeh yatzrichu kol Yisrael. Listen carefully. Ha'choshuv ishabas. To save this vegetable's life, every Jew that ever was and ever will be has to machal every Shabbos that ever was and ever will be in order to keep him alive for another minute. Yeah? The Heilige Shabbos, you have to machal every Shabbos. Do everything you can, the rices and the rabbonins. If you can't do the rabbonins, the rices. To keep him alive, for what? He's never going to keep another mitzvah again. He's going to be burning in Gehenim forever. Mentioned this yesterday. He comes along and he says, give me one Jew to kill. I'll stop all the trains going off to Auschwitz. And I'll let all the Yidden go. The halacha, Mufresh says, you're not allowed to give him that one Jew. If you ask for a Jew by name, already tomorrow is different dinim. If you ask for a specific Jew, But generally speaking, if you ask me one Jew, and you're not allowed to. Why not? Because ain't doichi nefesh mipnei nefesh.
It's not up to us to choose.
No. L'marot shebe'ikva siruv ze alulim l'moyz rachmon etzal milyonim. By holding back this one Jew, millions are going to die. Yeah, loch. Once again, don't paskin a locha from this, okay? You want to need to locha ziyatzkadat to ask shalas. What chashu before you ask shalas to know who you're asking? I'm involved in a situation yesterday where somebody asked the wrong person, got a psak a locha, acted on it, that has now set up a chain of events that'll take years to untangle. He's asked somebody who wasn't qualified to paskin. To know who you're talking to as well. Yaseirim izoi. Lo yitzu matzav shebo goyim yivakshu mitanu letet lehem yudi echad mibeneinu lariga. Also lalu letet afil yudi shu tzemach. Damarot shim nisrav hem yagur eskolas kol am yisrael me avram vinu ad yudi acharon. The goyim come along and they're going to kill every Jew from avram vinu ad Moshiach tzidkeinu. And if you don't give them one Jew, you're not even giving them this vegetable. Our vegetable that's sitting there in the hospital.
They're
going to kill him. You're giving him to kill. They want to kill him.
That's it.
It's Krama. It's Krama.
Even passing over for money is...
Even giving him for money could be a problem. I don't know. I have to see. Grama. I don't know. It's Grama. I don't know what the Grama is. No, I'm not killing him. I did a mice handing him over to the guy. Yeah, okay, right, the lockers here needed, this is Dafim of Gemara, the Rambam's here.
You have to sorry, I overheard the captain saying Rama is only put there after the fact, you're not allowed to cause
Nachon, it. Nachon, we learned that in a Shutfil.
Can cause a Grama.
Yeah, Grama is only potter from payment, Bidei Adon, you still have Bidei Shamayim, after the fact. But before the fact, you can't do a Grama to do days of it. You can do a Grama like a Tchilchon of Chol Shabbos, and that's also the problem today with some of the Makhshiri. Okay, once again, there's not a loch. I don't know. And I'm not talking about what I don't know. I don't know the loch is here. Go learn the Gemara's in Ben Tzoyer Meira. Go learn the Rambam's in Hilchos Editor, in Hilchos Rotzeach, and learn the loch is properly. I don't know. Rav Tetz has a whole series of shirim on this, if you're interested. All the triad shirim. Rav Tetz has a whole series of shirim on these alochas. As it applies to medical, whatever, moving machines, taking machines, adding machines, putting on machines. Many, many, many different halachas here that apply to God forbid, major disaster situations about who you get you first and can you step over someone to save somebody else and how you allocate minimal resources and whatever. They're all tied into all these different dinim and halachas, complex halachas with enormous practical applications today. In wars, in soldiers, in captives, in swapping prisoners, all swirls around on these sugyas here. Okay, that's not our subject. Halev goyash v'soar. I'll wait for everybody to get there. The heart trembles and I don't know, what's a bigger word for trembles? Storms and trembles. Is someone in you all there? You know, it's heart storming and trembling. And we can carry on.
Sounds like a novel.
Ketzat hadove yitochen. How do you understand this? For them is who I am is. Me Avram Avinu by Yudi Acharon, Oilam Mola, his bottle, the whole world is destroyed, go back to Tova Bo, Kiviyochel, lo ye klal Yisrael, ubivad she lo yit le rega mechayv shel Yudi, as long as you don't shorten this guy's life by 1 minute. On our Sargel, on our ruler, this doesn't make sense. This is a very deep, awesome subject that we have no musag of. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mukhan kiviyochel levatel et kol tachnis habriyah. Hashem is prepared to wipe out his whole purpose of the creation. Lo yeh klal Yisrael, lo yeh me'uma, ubivad sheyudi echad yechye od daka achas. And not just live one more moment of a productive, fruitful life. 1 minute is a vegetable. What? What's so important about this 1 minute of this guy's life? On the one side of the scale, you put a vegetable's life of 1 minute. On the other side of the scale, you put Kol Klal Yisrael, with all the gedolim and the mitzvahs and the tzaddikim and the chesed and whatever. And Hashem says, yo, watch here, boing. This 1 minute of this guy's life is more important than all of this. Okay, whatever the sugya is, yeah, is Dvarim Eilu Machdiru Lamachshavoseinu Klal Godol V'choshev. You've been learning Gemara long enough to know that you've got to extract a principle from this halacha. What's the principle? Ala adam lahach dir leliboy. The Jew has to bury this into his heart. Ani, me. Im chaysa atzlocha sheli beruchnias ubegadis. With all my lack of atzlocha and my nichsholim in ruchnias, in gashmias, hine nishove v'choshuv v'eina kodesh bohu, koilem ole. I, me, little yid, in a kodesh bohu's eyes, is considered a oilem ole. Korega b'chai hu ko choshuv, every moment of my life is so choshuv. Hashem is going to give up his whole world for me. Because I'm that vegetable. I'm that Jew that we were talking about. You know, that shortened his life for 1 second. Even if it means destroying the whole world. He's talking about me. Okay, Nema v'ata m'shamra b'kirbi. You Hashem, God, my life in me. It means right now I'm alive because Hashem is ensuring that I'm alive. Hashem right now is ensuring that my neshama is connecting to my guf. Comes out that I must be very, very choshuv. Check your pulses, guys. Okay, it gets much worse. It's much worse. Everybody understand how important they are? No, not really. Now we're going to learn some halacha. Now we've been learning, let's say, hashkafa based on halacha. Now we're going to learn halacha, Hilchus Shabbos. It's a new shiur. Hilchus Shabbos. The Chofetz Chaim himself in Hilchus Shabbos, Simon Shin Chav Tes, if you want to go have a look there in the Bir Halacha, I think it's in the Bir Halacha, yeah, it's in the Bir Halacha. Me'ir es einav, einenu, eides gredel achashivas shenecheses atari kadosh lachai nefesh achas Mishrael. Explains there how choshuv a moment's life of a Yid is. Hamikra alachti nidon bedvarav hu chilul Shabbos latzolos chai shah shel Adam Mishrael. The question that we're going to be dealing with is why do we save, why on the Chol Shabbos, sorry, to save the life of a Yid on Shabbos? What's the reason that we Chol Shabbos to save someone's life? Anybody want to guess?
They can keep the next.
They can keep the next Shabbos. Excellent. No? Any other one? Better you should have the one Shabbos, then you'll have Harbor Shabbosim afterwards. Good. That's exactly what the Chofetz Chaim is coming to destroy, that opinion. No, it's a well-known opinion and it's a mafurish opinion. Everybody holds of it. And the Chofetz Chaim is coming to prove that that can't be the reason. It may be lurking in the background, but then law, zelo ha-taima. No, what's the taima? Says the Chofetz Chaim, the dinah lo tolu klau b'mitzvah. In din, he says, going to end with mitzvah. Da'ina tam da'deichin mitzvah achas bishvil haba mitzvah. We don't push off one mitzvah in order to make lots of mitzvahs. Ele dechinen kol ha-mitzvahs bishvil chaim shel Yisrael. You push aside all the mitzvahs because of the life of a Jew. V'chein mukhrach lishmul adam agam etinuk mushlach v'roiv goyim demafakinin afal pi dal pi din ye ein yudi gomer v'lo ye kaim shum mitzvah. Okay, to explain this last bit of the Chofetz Chaim, we'll bring you a dugma that could happen. It's based on a Gemara in Shmuel. Let's give the story and then we'll come back to this. So the story is like this. Let's put it into our Loshon. I'm just going to paraphrase it just to make it quicker because it's easier. You have in Los Angeles, Toronto, Johannesburg, choose your city, wherever you're from, where you're from.
In New York.
Huh? New York. That could be Roy Jukes. That might not be.
That is to Maryland.
Oh, Maryland's Baltimore. Right? Whatever, doesn't matter. You're in a nice big glacier city where there also happen to be some Yidden living, but they're not the majority, yes? And you're in the train station somewhere and you're crying coming from the garbage can there, and you go there and you open up and there's a baby. an abandoned baby. Yeah. Now, what's the problem? This child, you don't know if he's Jewish or not Jewish. You go to the Rav tells you, where did you find it? You tell him, he says, okay, when a place is Rav going, you go off to the Rav. This child has a din of a goy, and therefore, whatever, do what you want with him. He takes him home, he raises him, he looks after him, he becomes the Shabbos goy for the shkuna there. Everyone's very happy with him. He's very happy, and life goes on. Called the Seder, Shabbos goy, brought up in the Yiddish home, and off we go. One day on Shabbos, they come running to the father, the adopted, whatever, and they tell him that there's a building that's falling down, and they think this kid's in there. They think this guy's in there. Shala comes to the Rav. We have three sveikas here. Sofik, he was in the building. If he's in the building, Sofik, if he's alive or dead. And even if he's alive, he's a Sofik, if he's a Jew or a goy. What's the halacha? They paskin that he's a that we go after the Rav, and therefore he's a goy. There's a problem now. There's a new halachic addition here that wasn't there before. I'll explain. I just want guys to think about, no? In din and afashas, we don't go after the Rav. You got a problem. He's for sure from the mute. But he's from sure from the Rav. And we're not choshed for the mute. Maybe he's Jewish. But when it comes to din and afashas, we are choshed for the mute. And therefore, the halacha is, everyone has to go be Machal Shabbos to get this kid out of there. Now, when you take him out, says the Chofetz Chaim, what happens? He's back to being a goy. He's not going to keep any mitzvahs. So why are you saving his life? They're going to do more mitzvahs? You get it? Brilliant, eh? Brilliant. Well, they didn't use Los Angeles. The Chofetz Chaim used the following Lashon. Now we can go back and look at the Chofetz Chaim. I just wanted the background of the story, because the story is wow. When you're singing the Chofetz Chaim, you could miss it. Tinak mushlach b'roiv goyim. Talking about a tinak that was shlach, right? V'lo yikayim shum mitzvah. He's not going to keep any mitzvah. Why did you save his life in Machal Shabbos? Because b'din and afoshes ain hochin acharoiv. In b'kuch nefesh, sorry, let's use his lashon. Kivin de b'kuch nefesh ain hochin acharoiv. As chashinet shemu Yisraelu. So why do we save his life? Because of the chashivas, because you understand what's going on here?
No.
I'm saving this guy's life because he might be Jewish. But in practice,
he's
never going to do another mitzvah. The minute I save him, he stops being a yid and he goes back to being a goy. Well, he's always in a sofik. He's always a sofik. He never becomes a goy or a Jew. He's a sofik. And we have rules about how you deal with sveikas in different situations. In the situation of his normal day-to-day life, we go after the Rav, so he's got a din of a goy. This same sofek, though, when it's a shal of saving his life, we've got a din of a Jew, but we choshed that maybe he's Jewish. And therefore, Machal Shabbos to save his life.
Because he has inherent chashivas.
He may be Jewish. He may be Jewish. And the life of that kid is so critical, we save his life. When we saved his life, he doesn't do another mitzvah. So we're not saving him because of the mitzvah he's going to do. We're saving because of the etzem fact that he may be Jewish. Maybe he did, without any mitzvahs. He's never done a mitzvah in his life. Maybe he's keeping Shiva mitzvahs, but I know. Said, let's give him that.
You wouldn't do that for a vada.
Huh? A vada goy?
You won't. Even if he's doing Shiva mitzvahs,
no. No, a vada goy, you know, tzaddik himself, you wouldn't machal Shabbos for Chanoichem Mesushalach, who became Memtet. We wouldn't save his life on Shabbos. No,
so those seven mitzvahs are not enough for us to save someone. The suffix that a Jew's neshama,
that's what I'm saying, it's not because of Shem Mitzvah Zmaya. Yeah. It's because of the etzem fact that he's a yid. Maybe a yid, maybe. And the three sveikas here, no one suffix. That says the Bir Halacha, tells you how choshu the life of this Jew is. Let's just make it a bit stronger. Ein boinin beis hamigdash, ein binyan beis hamigdash doiche Shabbos. Ve'ein meleches hamishkan doiche Shabbos. Ve'gam bias hamashiach eini doiche Shabbos. Mashiach tzidken, if you're waiting for 2,000 years, doesn't doiche Shabbos. If you lo avo a goy, shekayim sofek rochuk, ve'gam b'shem yehudi mechalas ha-Shabbos. This is halacha mufreshes. This is not a shkofa. This is not, you know, love your fellow man like you love yourself. This is because Hashem says that love is kosher. We'll take the consequences further, but slowly, slowly, let me sink in. The minute he comes out of there, he goes back to being Mechal Shabbos. He doesn't keep Shabbos. He comes out there. Why do Mechal Shabbos? I'm not Jewish. Yeah, as long as your life was in danger, we treat you like a Yid. Now you're not in danger anymore, we treat you like a goy. Now, ask yourself the following question. You've got to be careful, you're getting in a lot of trouble here. You get into a lot of trouble here if you don't get this proper. I've seen Sfarim, Rahman al-Tzan, and get this wrong. If you want to ask me after privately, I'll tell you which ones. I'm not saying any public. There are one or two Sfarim out there today that people use that I think Nias Daiti got this wrong. Watch carefully. Ma'i cheshivusa sheludi ze. What's the importance of this Jew? And he's not going to keep one mitzvah. What's his chashivas? Means what's the chashivas of a Jew? Let's ask the question straight. Dugri, as they say. What is the chashivas of a Jew who's not doing any mitzvahs? What's his chashivas? You have to come to the conclusion that the life of a Jew, netto, just the etzem chius of a Jew, gam lelo teyre v'mitzvahs, is ma'od mod chashuv. How do you understand this? It sounds like Christianity, no? That's putting exactly the same thing. You gotta be careful that could be Christianity. Hashem loves me and I love Hashem and that's it. I don't do anything because I'm very important to Hashem. We'll see that was the problem of Bais Rishon. The problem of Bais Rishon was based on that toss. Obviously not as crudely as we put it, but the musag of that Hashem loves me so much and my love and my relationship with Hashem is so good. But you know, fathers overlook things that the kids do sometimes or whatever. Tolls, Godel. We're dealing with the sugya of Kabbalah Samar Chushamayim, but we know that when we finished being Makabal Mar Chushamayim, there's another Parsha in Shema called Kabbalah Mitzvahs. Not coming out to throw the mitzvahs out the window, but we're coming out to show clearly in Halacha that the Cheshivas of a Yid has nothing to do necessarily at this stage with his Kiyum Torah Mitzvahs. It has to do with the Etzem fact Shehu B'nai Avram Yitzhak and Yaakov. His mother was Jewish. So, must speak. Anyone got low self-esteem after this? Come see me, I've got some good numbers I can refer you to people that can help you. There's low self-esteem after this? HaKosh Baruch Hu B'Kvoide B'Atzmoy Who's Meshamra B'Kirbi Galur V'Yodoy Nidnei K'sev V'Kadecha. My physical manifestations are Lifnei Kisei K'voidecha. And Hashem's going to give up the whole world. Hashem tells every Yid Mechalel Shabbos, do whatever you need to do, save Shur's life for 1 minute. That's Hashem himself. So you know how choshev your life is? It comes with responsibilities, not saying not. It comes with enormous responsibilities. It's not a source of gaiva. It's a source of enormous anivas. Aval. You have to understand, ech yitochem. Tov. We'll learn a bit of Ashe Yotze tomorrow. Worth getting out of bed this morning just for that, eh?
It's good, yeah.
Bad news, eh?
So any boy today in America, you might not say, suffered.
I don't know. No. We know the boy is a goy. His mother's, his father's a goy.
70% intermarriage.
Let me ask you a question. A child hits his father. Kabbalah. Chayv Nisa. You put him to death? Yes. Chayv Nisa. Today maybe because we don't have Nisa, but I'm saying, we give him our straw and we put him to death. But the kid could say, excuse me, this is a sophist. Maybe he's not my father. You can prove that he's my father. Does it bother him? We're going to kill him. We're going to kill this kid on the basis of a roiv. And the Gemara says, yeah, hochinach haroiv. Most people that live with their fathers, and their fathers are their fathers, are their fathers. So 1 second, you can kill him whilst roiv? And yet you see we put a person to death on the basis of roiv. Oh, of course, I'm saying they're complex a lot, you have to learn it. No, the only reason why this kid in the train station has a din of a sofek is because you don't know who he's from. But a guy who's living with a goy and his mother's a goy and whatever, he has a chazaka being a goy. We don't have to start having fakers. Only when you have a sofek you go after roiv. If you don't have a sofek, we don't go to the roiv. If I go into a kosher butcher shop and I know that it's chazaka that the meat is kosher, I don't say, well, roiv meat in this town is kosher and therefore I can eat the meat. Eat the meat because it's got a chazaka, being kosher. I have to start looking for. We don't have any slavers. But that's an interesting one. How do we put a child to death based on roiv? If you get in the foshes, we don't go after the roiv. And you can never kill somebody for murder. Maybe the person I murdered was a traitor. Maybe the person I murdered was a traitor, and therefore I'm not a misser. So how can you kill me? You're going to do surgery on every person to find out the guy that I killed with a traitor. Maybe punked with a hole in his heart is where the bullet went through. How are you ever going to know? And yet you see we put people to death for murder. You can never put someone to death for murder. You go after the roiv. You drank milk this morning. How? Maybe the cow is a traitor. They shack every cow and do a bedik on every cow after they milk it. Maybe the cow is a traitor. How did you drink milk this morning? We're doing a dinner roiv. It comes up in a shutfin later. You better go. Fuck it. No, how did you drink milk? You go after the roiv. You go after the roiv. The question is, how do you go after the roiv when it comes to dinner in the foshes? When, yeah, you see, we don't go after the roiv. Give a chabura next week on this.
So,
you're going to be the to save a life.
So, what is she
doing? You know how, and where, and whatever.
Stay there.
Yeah, no, I'm saying.